oh God, here I go again. Mike's giving me another chance to do the disclaimer, so I'm doing it again. And he promised he wouldn't be angry and vengeful towards my soul. So here he goes. Happy New Year. If you're listening to Modest Joint, he does use profanity and has adult subject matter. So if this bothers you, don't listen.
Very good. Thank you so much. That was absolutely perfect.
Oh, but hold on a second. You told me I could talk and that you wouldn't hit me anymore. So I just have a few things to say.
All right. You know what? Go ahead. I'm going to stay calm. That's what I'm going to do.
Right, because you promised. And here's the thing. The last time you tried to drown me in your toilet and there were duties floating.
Yeah, I apologize.
Right, you should apologize. And you beat me about the ears and neck and around my lips. You beat me something hurtful and you threw terrible, slanderous accusations at me and my person.
And again, I'm sorry, okay? I'm trying to stay really calm.
Good, you should be calm. Because you did damage to my ears. You beat them and there were sores in my ears. And then I had tsetse flies biting me and leaving nasty, horrible boils all over. And I had to pop them with a needle. And you beat my lips. It looked like my lips had been baked in an oven for an hour, then slammed with a sledgehammer, and then salted and left out in the desert to dry for 2 weeks.
All right, listen. I can only be so sorry, okay? I've already said I was sorry.
Right. And I'm very angry, and I'm going to... What would you do if I told you I've been taking self-defense?
What would I do? I'd probably do what I'm going to do right now, which is kick you the fuck out of the joint. Get out of here. Get. Oh, God. Oh, God. Get out. I taught you.
Oh, God.
My New Year's resolution was not to get angry and to stay calm. But this guy, he just pushed my buttons, man. And I got very angry.
I hate your guts.
I hate you. Shut the door. Get out of here. Damn it. Well, I guess New Year's is just starting off about the same for Mike Modest. I've already broken my New Year's resolution, which was to stay calm. And I wasn't able to pull that off. Welcome to Modest Joint. I am your host that never boasts, Michael Modest. For questions, comments, or death threats, email me at michael.modest@gmail.com. Hit me up on myspace.com/Michael Modest. This week, I've got a few things for you. I've got a commercial for a new drink that is quite popular with the youngsters, my top 10, and I'm also going to address a couple of emails that I have received. But first, I'm going to have a sip of coffee, and I'm going to tell you where you can catch Michael Modest live. Catch the revolution with Pro Wrestling Revolution and Michael Modest in San Francisco, January 17th, 2009, baby, at the John O'Connell High School. You can register for tickets at www.eventbrite.com/event/13001688/R55, or you can just check them out at myspace.com/Pro Wrestling Revolution. January 18th, catch me at Supreme Pro Wrestling in Sacramento at 6200 McMahon Drive in Sac. Tickets only $10. Hit them up at myspace.com/Supreme Pro Wrestling. And January 31st, catch Michael Modest versus Gentleman George Michaels in a steel cage at the Regional Sports Center in Springfield, Oregon. For tickets, call 503-851-9980. Or you can email them at info@wc-wc.com. Again, that address, info@wc-wc.com. Also, February 21st, catch me at Pro Wrestling Fusion. They've got some great talent out there. Guys like Bruiser Bradley, Freedom Rider, Bruce Sante, King Kong Fu, Roderick Strong, the Shane Twins, Abdul the Butcher, and now you can add Michael Modest to that card. February 21st at Pro Wrestling Revolution. Check them out at www.prowrestlingrevolution.com. Now I want to talk about something else that kind of pisses me off real quick. I was looking at a poster of the Sacramento Pro Wrestling, the SPW, Supreme Pro Wrestling, and my name is at the very bottom of the poster, man. And I was like, you know, what the hell is wrong with these guys? The promoter, Big Ugly, is also the champion. You know, he handpicks his opponents and kind of does what he wants to do, and that's all groovy. It's his show, so do what you want to do. But don't shoot yourself in the foot. Don't put Michael Modest at the bottom of the fucking card. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, Big Ugly's never wrestled outside of California. Michael Modest is a world traveler, baby. I've wrestled in Japan for 5 years with the top wrestling company, Noah Pro Wrestling. I wrestled on TV in Mexico, in Ireland, in England. I mean, I've been all over the world, not to mention WCW, WWE, WWF, UPW, APW. I've been all over this damn state, all over this country, wrestling for different indies and different mainstream promotions. So it just cracks me up when these marked promoters want to put themselves up higher on the card than Mike Modest and draw their 100 people. But, hey, whatever. Well, let's do my first commercial real quick. This is a really exciting drink. I think you people are going to like it. Check it out.
Mommy, I'm thirsty. Oh, Timmy, we don't have anything to drink. The city shut off our water, and I'm all out of lemons.
Don't worry, Mom. Try Shit-Aid. All you need is fresh feces and a packet of Shit-Aid flavor crystals. Put the feces in a glass, add the flavor crystals, and you're ready for a nice, refreshing Shit-Aid experience. Here's how it works. We take thousands of highly toxic, possibly carcinogenic chemicals, fuse them in a nuclear automaton reactor, add a few dozen more chemicals, and voila, you've got Shit-Aid. Moms are raving about Shit-Aid, since it is sugar-free, has no calories, and absolutely no nutritional value whatsoever. Try all the Shit-Aid flavors, chunky chocolate and peanut, wacky watermelon with seeds, and the original Shit-Aid family favorite, bodacious broccoli, egg, and liver. Since Shit-Aid is so modestly priced at only 15 cents a packet, try them all. Remember, when life gives you shit, make Shit-Aid. Hope you enjoyed that. My next thing, I'm going to move on. I'm kind of doing this kind of fast today. Ray Kajimura, this guy, Lightbeard Ray Kajimura, he's been on my show 3 weeks in a row, I've mentioned him, and he just sends me interesting stuff. He was the one that sent me the first edition of Modest Joint, which after I talk about his email, I will also give you his web address so you can check out the very first Modest Joint. And this is a visual Modest Joint. It's not just an audio thing. So anyways, what he was talking to me about, the email he sent, was an article. And the article talks about how Darren Aronofsky, the director of The Wrestler, starring Mickey Rourke and Marissa Tomei, they had a private screening with Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon, of course, no surprise, did not like it because his greedy hands are not in the pie. Vince is kind of like that. He believes that he has the sole rights to make money off of this industry, and it pisses him off when someone else does something clever. And I think it really pisses him off when someone shows the truth about professional wrestling. And that's one of the things I love about this movie so far. I've seen clips and segments. I haven't seen the entire thing yet, but it looks like a fantastic movie, and Mickey Rourke does just an outstanding job. So I guess during this screening, Darren Aronofsky kind of posed the question to Vince, why aren't wrestlers in the SAG, Screen Actors Guild Union? Now, years ago, Roddy Piper had kind of tried this, and it failed miserably. But he was asking, you know, Vince, you know, what about SAG? I mean, you already have lots of wrestlers like The Rock, John Cena, so on and so forth, that are in SAG and are SAG members. So why doesn't the SAG group, the Screen Actors Guild, why don't they recognize wrestlers like me? Guys that don't have Vince McMahon pushing for me. However, I've been on video games, wrestled all over the world. I've been in print. I've been on TV. I've been on the big screen. I've done just about all of the shit I set out to do. And yet, I still cannot get that elusive SAG membership. Not sure why that is, but it pisses me off. So anyways, Ray was asking me, what do I think about this? What do I think about wrestlers in SAG? Well, like I said before, Roddy Piper years ago spearheaded an attempt to unionize wrestlers. It was a very, very difficult thing for Piper and the others to achieve for many reasons. One, the boys are whores, especially when they're green. Part of the biz is to pay your dues. The mentality, with guys like Roland and, you know, all these little promoters and stuff, indie promoters around the country and wrestling schools, their mentality is pay your dues, which means cleaning toilets, chauffeuring Roland around, paying him lots of money, then you have to sweat and bleed, set up the chairs, set up the ring, etc., all so that Roland can exclaim that you will not get paid when you start working for him as a wrestler. Because, again, you got to pay your dues. So Roland kind of milks this whole pay your dues thing for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, as long as he can. And, you know, if the guy lets him, Roland would do it for 10 years. It's not a knock against Roland. It's a clever, you know, ploy on his part. Now, I do believe in paying your dues. I do believe in setting up the ring, setting up chairs, helping out with the company. I do believe in that part of this business. But there is a point when you have been trained that, you know, you should have it a little bit easier and you should start getting paid to wrestle. Roland always paid me well, so I cannot talk about how he treated other guys. But I had a good experience with APW myself. And I used to be amazed at how students would be cleaning the toilets and kissing Roland's ass and paying him $5,000. Just used to boggle me. But Roland's very, very clever. Then, you know, the mark in you is having fun. When Roland first puts you to work, when the promoter or the indie guy puts you to work, you're having fun. And, you know, you'll end up with a little beer money when you're making $25-$50. You know, if you do go somewhere else or whatever the deal. You know, green guys will work for almost nothing. So that's one reason it's hard to unionize. Another reason is wrestlers are, for the most part, selfish and egotistical to a degree. In other words, they are self-serving, which is the opposite of a union, which means many people acting as one. That is another thing that's really hard to pull together when you're talking about wrestlers in a union. Number three, when Piper first tried this wrestling, you know, this wrestling was still basically a closed business. There were a couple of schools like Larry Sharp's Monster Factory, APW, and even though kayfabe was already ailing, she hadn't yet died. Number four, the other stumbling block for Piper and the union was the WWF. Was not the only company. There was also NWA, World Class, UWF, etc. How do you unionize those guys when you're working for WWE and you don't really have contact with those guys on a regular level? And, you know, you also have to be careful what kind of boundaries you step over because you don't want to lose your job. You know, guys that are all spread all over the country, it's really hard when they're competing for different promotions. They are basically your competitors, so how do you get them to unionize with you? The other problem, Vince McMahon, the master businessman and puppet master and manipulator. Do you know what the difference between Roland Alexander and Vince McMahon is? Vince is a better carny. Well, he's better looking, has more money, you know, better build and all that stuff too, but it doesn't really pertain to the topic. What does pertain to the topic is that Vince is a better carny than Roland. He is a better con. Hell of a businessman. Why do I believe SAG can work for the boys where a normal unionization has failed in the past? Because SAG can offer more than fair treatment in the wrestling business. SAG is much broader. It covers entertainment in a much broader sense. The opportunities it can create for a pro wrestler, an example, film, acting, stunt, working commercials, retirement opportunities, health insurance, these things have been set up in an industry that is even more self-serving than professional wrestling, and that's the acting industry. And they represent stuntmen and different people that actually have health insurance, and it's amazing. But, you know, us wrestlers, we're forced to just kind of plod through life and hope that we don't get seriously injured. And if we do, it's coming out of our pocket. Maybe the company will pick up the tab, but usually not. And it's a tough road to haul. You know, Vince kills me because on one side of the coin, he wanted to get the athletic commission out of his pocket. So he starts yelling that, hey, wrestling is entertainment. Wrestling is predetermined. It's not a sport. But now the whole SAG thing is starting to come up. And they're saying, hey, wait a minute. Wrestlers are entertainers. So why shouldn't they be in a Screen Actors Guild? Now Vince is quick to point out that wrestling is not acting and that it's more sport. What the fuck, Vince? You can't have it both ways, brother. WWE, you know, you look at the actors in WWE, Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Roddy Piper, Stone Cold, The Rock, Great Khali, Andre the Giant, Terry Funk, Gene LaBelle, Mondo Guerrero, Rey Mysterio Jr., to name just a few that are now in SAG. But there's lots of other guys that are not being represented. They have no safety net, and they have no protection from evil promoters that would just take advantage of them. So anyways, I think SAG would be a great idea. I'm not saying that I think Vince is evil. I just think Vince is a businessman, and his number one goal is to make money, and that doesn't involve anything good for the boys. I can tell you that. In my opinion, wrestlers are actors in the purest sense of the word. It's kind of like stage acting. We rehearse lines, we do promos, carry out angles, in some cases call high spots, and then, you know, there's a story arc that you have to complete. And the payoff of all of those angles and promos, the payoff is the big match, where you perform live with no second takes. You have to bring the people into the classic story of good versus evil, vet versus hot rookie, friend versus friend, or the classic athletic struggle story. You sell, you make a comeback, you do the job, or you get a win. Doesn't matter. You're out there performing your craft. You have one chance to make the people believe. Shouldn't wrestlers like me, who have been represented multiple times in video games, wrestling magazines, newspapers, TV, big screen, states, I've wrestled in the States, Japan, Puerto Rico, Mexico, England, beyond the mat, shouldn't I be allowed to enter SAG? Hell fucking yes, I should be able to. I'm praying that SAG sees this need. The need that wrestlers have to be protected. We're live performers. To me, it's acting in the purest sense. It's very disheartening to be an entertainer your whole life, like Crash Holly, and then when the WWF has finished with you, and you can't break into wrestling anymore with anybody else, he tried TNA, and it just didn't work. And now your passion is gone. That is a rough road to haul. My phone's going off. That's great. I need to fucking throw this phone away. Anyways, you know, you got guys like Dr. Death working at Southwest Airlines right now, which is a great job. And I'm sure to an extent, Doc is happy. But at the same time, I'm sure he would be happier if he was in SAG and he had an opportunity to play the villain in a new movie, or he had the opportunity to be a tough guy in a film. Shit, even a bit part pays pretty well in Hollywood. And doesn't it cheat people out of seeing Doc? I mean, Dr. Death was one of my favorites growing up, and just a phenomenal athlete and performer. And I think a guy like that should be given the opportunity to still entertain. Should be given a little fucking respect and a little dignity. So anyways, you can catch out. That's my answer to Ray's question. Should there be a SAG presence in professional wrestling? Absolutely. Hell fucking yes. Without a fucking doubt. If you want to check out the very first Modest Joint, you can check it out at web.mac.com/IronRaymond, or you can hit him up and ask him where to see it at myspace.com/iron-raymond, or actually that's an underslash, I think, iron_raymond. So anyways, check it out. It's very entertaining. Folks, we're coming real close to the end of the joint, but as promised, I do have my top 10. And I also have to send a shout-out to a friend of mine, Dave Parker, of UCW Wrestling. You can check that at you can check that out at myspace.com/ucwrestling.com. My top 10 this week is the top 10 facts about Modest Joint. This isn't facts about me, just facts about the show. So, with that being said, number 10. Modest Joint is like wrestling with glass in your eye. Number 9, Modest Joint is less filling and has half the calories and half the munchies of a normal joint. Number 8, Modest Joint should only be used as directed 1 to 3 times per week to assist with pain management, glaucoma, and arthritis. Number 7, Modest Joint is endorsed by Tommy Chong, but Cheech is only an occasional smoker of the joint. Number 6, Modest Joint is exactly like wrestling naked in chocolate syrup, only completely fucking different. Number 5, fact about Modest Joint. Modest Joint is non-addictive, 100% legal, you can't OD, and it is the cheapest drug on the market today. It's free, baby! Number 4, Modest Joint adds to creativity and makes playing video games, watching wrestling, and having sex more enjoyable. Number 3 fact about Modest Joint. The feds are trying to stop Modest Joint because the huge drug companies, who are major contributors to almost every politician in the states, can't figure out a way to duplicate the effects of the joint. Number 2 fact about Modest Joint. Listening to Modest Joint regularly helps increase your libido and actually will increase the size of your penis or breasts, even both in some cases. And the number 1 fact about Modest Joint. Modest Joint was taped in front of a live studio audience. With that being said, man, that wraps it up for me. Wrestling is hardcore. You have been listening to Modest Joint with your host, Michael Modest. Peace and love to everybody. I love pro wrestling more than ever. Peace!